Dictation for Ivory Tribble, IVORYTRIBBLE. Date of accident is 6-8-2021. Date of birth 7-5-56. Date of service is 2-24-2022. Mr. Ivory Tribble is a gentleman suffering from multiple pain issues, starting from neck, mid back, and lower back. All are reported to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient also has pain in both the shoulders, both hands, chest, both knee, and they are ongoing without any relentless in going and have not improved. These are all attributed to a rear-ending accident on 6-8-2021 at 5 p.m. when he was a left-hand driver, leading to headaches, dizziness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium and loss of balance, loss of memory and forgetfulness, and spots in the vision. Along with this, patient starts suffering from neck and lower back pain and both shoulder and right knee pain, as well as radiculopathy to right arm and right leg posteriorly, in as soon as to dermatome fashion with limitation of walking and other ADLs. These have continued since the beginning of time. Despite physical therapy, pains have not been relieved. He has tried laser treatment. Patient is adamant of not having any surgical treatment at all. However, he is ready for a knee replacement, and he is trying to lose weight because he is a 300-pound gentleman, and surgeons don't want to operate on his knee unless he can lose his weight. At this time, patient is trying his very best. Pain level is from 8 to 9. Patient reports 20 to 30% improvement in the symptoms only, and ADLs that are affected are walking, ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. General activity and mood are affected, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In neurology and psych, in the system review, patient reports headaches, but no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances, no lack of focus or loss of memory or any loss of balance. But patient does report anxiety, depression, panic, fatigue, tension, weakness, and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has a ongoing pain in the both knees, especially the left, and both hip, especially the right hip, and pain in both wrists and both hands and all the fingers, pain in both elbows, especially the right, and both shoulders, especially the right, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back pain, as well as stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and lower back, and jaw. He has a decreased range of motion of the shoulder and moderate difficulty walking. He is utilizing a cane and a rollator walker. In the GI, patient has positive history of stomach pain and difficulty swallowing, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach, or any other issues or blood in the stool. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports shortness of breath, but denies any coughing, chest pain, difficulty breathing, or asthma. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level. Actually, the pain has worsened, and nothing is helping him. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol. Substance abuse is not even reported. And compliance with the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 169 over 113, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 1-27-2022, dictation number 0128-044. Make sure that the both sacroiliac joints are tender, positive, as well as there is a positive Faber test and Gonsalin test on the sacroiliac joint examination. Plan of care is to continue the patient with Norco 5 mg every, over 325 to 12 hour PRN. Only 30 tablets are provided for the whole month. Along with this, naproxen Allovel Flexural will continue. His match has been reviewed. Physical therapy continues 3 times per week, and work disabled and housework replacement services along with transportation have been checked for the patient. The patient is otherwise compliant, and he is advised to come back in 15 days' time. Thank you.